From KBI Newsroom in Colombia, I'm Afshan Musani. The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department this morning confirmed that the body of University of Missouri student Riley Strain has been found, bringing an end to the 14-day search for the student who went missing while on a fraternity trip. KBI's Anna Coletta has more.
Missing MU student Riley Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River this morning, 2 weeks after he was last seen on March 8th, after an evening out with his fraternity brothers in downtown Nashville. The body was discovered by workers 8 miles downriver from Nashville's downtown area. Nashville Police Chief John Drake made the announcement at a press conference this morning.
I want to say to the family, my heart and prayers go out to you all for this very unfortunate and tragic incident.
An autopsy is set to be completed today, but at the conference, Chief Drake said there was no sign of foul play in Riley's death. Police thanked the various organizations involved in the search, the media, and the public for providing information and more than 200 tips over the past 2 weeks. Riley Strain was 22 years old. He was set to graduate from MU in May. I'm Anna Coletto, KBIA News.
The Columbia Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in providing information about several ongoing investigations this week. There have been multiple reports of at least 6 separate shootings in Columbia since March 18th. 2 of those shootings resulted in fatalities. None of the other incidents resulted in injuries. Columbia Police spokesperson Jenny Hopper says this has been an extra busy week for the department, but they have been able to get to each scene, even with staffing shortages. Anyone with information about the incidents is asked to contact the police department. Missouri's Medicaid application delays have exceeded the federal limits for the 3rd month in a row. The Missouri Independent reports the median time it took Missouri social services departments to process Medicaid applications was 77 days. This means half of the applications processed in February had been pending for at least 2.5 months. Processing issues mean low-income Missourians go months without health insurance, delaying or foregoing necessary care. As of November, Missouri's processing delays were among the worst in the country, according to reports by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services published last month. Leaders of the Department of Social Services said they've shifted to devoting efforts to overcome the backlog. They say the average processing time will soon decline. NFL scouts from 32 teams across the country gathered in Columbia today to evaluate Mizzou's football athletes. KBIA's Maggie Carlson has more.
The scouts observed MU players like Cody Schrader, Javon Foster, and Darius Robinson. Curtis Looper is Missouri's running backs coach. He says it's an important day that showcases the team's camaraderie and the fans' support.
We have a great brotherhood, we call it, in the locker room. And so to be able to come back and perform on your home field with your home fans, which is the kids in the locker room, the players in the locker room, it was important for all of us to be out and support today.
The athletes chosen to represent Missouri in the National Football League will be decided in the run-up to draft day in late April. Maggie Carlson, KBIA News.
I'm Afshan Musani, KBIA News, Columbia.